Welcome to Sweet Tea and Tacos. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
Coming to you from our kitchen on Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to my mom. And moms everywhere.
That's right. And my mom is in heaven.
Yeah. So,
we always are a little sad on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all right.
So we thought, I'm talking a lot of different aspects for episodes. We thought, what about those foods you grew up with that your mom made? Because you hear a lot of times at Mother's Day, people are reminiscing about home-cooked meals.
Yeah.
So what are some things that our moms made that we just really remember? Of course, we also both grew up in the 70s, so that's
right.
A big, you know, 70s food kind of connection. And, mm-hmm. and this goes back to kind of the whole premise behind the podcast is, you know, the different backgrounds that we brought together when we got married.
Right, with you being from Southern California and me being from the Deep South.
Right.
But yeah, we did grow up, you know, miles and miles apart, but yet we're about a month apart in age.
Right.
And so we grew up very much in the same era.
Yep. And that 70s era, you know, you got 70s food.
Yeah.
Casseroles are kind of one of the things you think about.
That's our dog in the background drinking
terriers.
Water.
So yeah, the casserole, the dreaded casserole.
Oh, yeah.
what are some others? You got the casseroles, you got 70s. What are some other 70s food? You know, I remember my mom made an enchilada casserole mm-hmm. kind of in a pot, and it was, you know, corn tortillas and ground beef and beans and I think enchilada sauce and some other things. But it was just, you know, throw everything in a pot, put it in the oven kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other ones?
Oh, well, like you say, casseroles in general, I think were very, I guess, 60s and 70s. And my mom didn't do just a ton of casseroles. There are a few that I remember. But one of them was a tuna casserole.
Yeah, my mom made one of those, too. Yeah.
Oh, me. And
now, what does your mom's have in it?
You know, it's hard to kind of remember. It seemed like, though, it was pretty simple. And she mixed it up with something, you know, some kind of binder. And then she would do maybe, like, breadcrumbs or cracker crumbs on top.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember that if we ever had it, it was like, you know, she was just kind of searching the pantry because nothing else was in there.
Yeah.
And I think it was time to go to the store.
My mom's had, it was egg noodles and tuna and like cream of mushroom soup. That's like the thing was you could cook anything with cream of mushroom
soup.
Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Hers was tuna noodle.
Tuna noodle, right, yeah. And that's really the only casseroles I remember. What are some other things that your mom
70s
cooked?
Food.
Not just 70s food, but what are some things your mom cooked?
Oh, okay.
You know, you're thinking about a home-cooked meal, what would that be?
Absolutely. Okay, well, probably my very favorite was spaghetti with... we got barking dogs. Spaghetti with her meat sauce.
Yeah.
That was my absolute favorite.
Mm-hmm. And we did that as well, you know.
Yeah. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't from a jar or anything. You know, I mean, it was from scratch. I mean, I'm not going to say we had some.
Right, like, but she just didn't open a jar.
Real authentic Italian recipe.
Right.
Because we don't have Italian roots. But yeah, it wasn't, just some old
jar
supermarket
sauce.
Jar
right,
sauce.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And it definitely had a bay leaf in there.
Yep, it definitely had a bay leaf. I think we did spaghetti and meat sauce. And one of the ones I remember a lot when my mom would do would be Italian sausage and rigatoni. It was like one of those favorites of mine and sauce, you know. So.
Yeah. Let's see. My mom had a chicken pie, but she had some health issues. It's a little bit hard for her to physically do some cooking.
And that helped you get into cooking.
It did. I was kind of the sous chef in our home growing up. But like she had a chicken pie that I loved, but it was kind of a shortcut chicken pie because she wasn't trying to make dough from scratch and things like that. She would take prefab, like frozen pie crust, and then just kind of cut it into strips and then put that on top, usually kind of in a lattice pattern. So things like that. She, you know, had to do some shortcuts just because of her health. But let's see, what else were some of my favorites? I mean, I remember just kind of everyday food, like baked chicken breasts that she would do in the oven.
Yeah, so we did our version because we had some land, and we actually, being in California, we had, it was kind of weird, but we had rabbits and chickens and goats and ducks and a big garden and everything. So I was asking my mom, I said, so do we eat a lot of baked chicken? She's like, well, we really ate a lot of baked rabbit instead. So yeah, so that was the same thing. It was just rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. And pork chops. I remember pork chops, you know, baked in the oven. They were the kind that had the bone on. I loved those. They were just always so good.
Yeah, we did those more when we moved back here, I remember, with the cream of mushroom soup. Yeah. Oh, a funny story about the rabbit. One time we went to a PTA thing, and I was some kind of chicken soup or stew or something in a pot, and my mom said, don't tell them it's rabbit. I think they'll notice it's a very different sized leg there.
Well, I don't know if I've ever eaten rabbit. Excuse me, rabbit.
But. So, yeah, and for me, we had a lot of stuff from Southern California. Enchiladas was one of my favorite. My mom would make chili rellenos, which is kind of a high, it was a lot of cooking for that.
It's an involved thing. Yeah.
But we do that enchilada casserole. We do, you know, just a Spanish rice and shredded beef tacos. We never did ground beef tacos.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Let's see. What else did my mom do?
The Bordelaise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was probably...
And that's one of those things we still cook.
Yeah. So my mom got this recipe. Now, she grew up in Mississippi, but not too far from New Orleans, and had a lot of family that lived in New Orleans. And it was just an influence. Like, they went to New Orleans all the time.
Right.
They would eat out at nice restaurants and things. So she was very familiar with this dish. And then at one point on TV, on some little, you know, kind of chit-chatty program in the 70s that they had on our local TV news station, they gave out recipes, and there was a recipe for Bordelaise, and so she, you know, she sent in for it. You had to do your little self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yeah,
they'd send you back a recipe. And it was for Bordelaise, and it's basically you do a pasta, angel hair or vermicelli, spaghetti, something like that, and then it's this sauce is just fabulous. It's olive oil and butter
and
lots of cloves of garlic. Yes.
What can be bad about that?
You
could put that on cardboard and it'd be great.
But that was
absolutely... And then you finish it out with some Parmesan.
One of my favorites. Yeah Parmesan and herbs.
But with the New Orleans and the Southern influence, you guys did red beans and rice. Remember you telling
lots
me that.
Lots of red beans and rice.
Kind of a quick version, but...
Yeah.
You know, and then there's, you know...
And lots of rice in general. And we've talked about this.
We didn't do a lot of rice.
Y'all had a lot of potatoes.
We had a lot of... We grew potatoes in the garden.
And we, you know, I mean, this is just kind of a Deep South thing. I mean, Mississippi and Louisiana, Alabama, you know, some of those states are very much big rice-growing states. And, I mean, you think of South Carolina as well as one of those. But, yeah, we tended to have a lot more rice than any potatoes.
Yeah, like I said, the only really rice dish I remember is that Spanish rice that my mom would make from scratch. But and then we did this recently, kind of a similar version of it, kind of a beef stroganoff your mom would make. This, to me, was a real 70s thing,
how
she did it.
So she would take the ground beef and then add cream of mushroom soup. And then there were these little puff pastry shell things that you could buy at the grocery store. And when they cooked, it puffed up like into this kind of cup shape. And she would then take that mixture and put it down in there. And that's how she served it.
Yeah, and that's vol-au-vent. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it, but that's what they are.
Okay.
But you can make them from scratch. I tried that recently. They didn't turn out so well. But we did. We had a big garden, and we had the rabbits and the chickens and the ducks and all that rigmarole. And so we had a lot of vegetables from the garden. Mm-hmm. My dad cooked a lot too, but my mom would zucchinis. That was huge. We had so much zucchini. Zucchini bread, zucchini muffins, zucchini pickles, zucchini relish. I remember one time I was trying to give it away, and then sometimes they'd gotten too big, and they were the big honking ones. And I had it a wagon, and I was running, going around the neighborhood and trying to give away zucchini, and people would see me coming and not. I said, I know you're there. They didn't want any more zucchini from us. But we'd put away tomatoes. She would can, we'd do zucchini boats, the little stuffed zucchini, stuffed bell peppers. We'd do bell peppers and potatoes and Brussels sprouts. And we had artichokes and avocados coming out our ear. My grandfather.
And that's a huge thing about California in general, right?
Yeah.
Just the availability of avocados.
You had so, yeah. And then you see, come back here and they're so expensive. And it just makes me cry.
They're a little bit more prevalent these days, I think.
But still, they were everywhere.
Yeah.
And then we had the squash called patty pan squash. And I don't know if that's the true name or what the real varietal name is.
I know what you're talking about,
But it was kind of a weird star-shapey thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so it was interesting. We were talking about the vegetables, which we just did a big veggie dinner.
It was so good last night.
We didn't have the purple hull peas and the pole beans and the lima beans.
Butter beans.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that. So that's all. That's kind of a new thing for me moving to Mississippi.
Yeah, I mean, I think of, you know, squash down here in the South is that yellow kind of crooked squash.
Yeah, we have that, but
okay.
We had zucchini and that and everything. So what are some other things that we do? Some of the things you grew up now, I've done the enchiladas a few times.
Yeah, and that's really good.
Yeah, we've done stir fry. My dad would do stir fry.
Yeah, and I remembered that too. I don't know, maybe it was just kind of a thing that was, you know, started to be real available in the supermarkets, but it was these frozen bags of like a stir fry mix. And that was something that we did a lot of Sundays after church because it was real kind of just quick and easy. And so we would pull out the electric skillet.
We had the electric wok. I think that was a 70s thing. It had the little plug in the wall, and then you plug this probe thing into the side of it.
Yeah, it literally was this kind of probe thing that would plug in, and it had the, it had like a dial with the temperature gauge, you know, right there. But yeah, we would do the stir fry in the wok and then eat it with, I don't know, either rice or something. Maybe my mom would have, you know, previously cooked some baked chicken or something. And, and we threw that in at the end, but yeah.
So what are some of the things, and we talked about this a little bit, that your mom made that you didn't like?
I mean, there really, for me, there wasn't that much. I think it was more with me being an only child. It wasn't like she just was catering to me, but I mean, if you're going to cook for your family and you just have one kid, you don't really want to make something that you know they're not going to eat. Like, she never tried to serve me liver or something like that. I mean, I wouldn't have eaten it. And nothing against that. It's just not my thing.
Well, my mom's, and sorry, Mom, was the scalloped potatoes. I don't know what it was about it, because I like potatoes. The scalloped potatoes just wasn't my thing.
My mom would make scalloped potatoes, and I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we've since developed a recipe or kind of, and what we do,
found a recipe.
A lot of times what we do is we'll look, okay, I want to make something like this, or I've seen something like this, and we'll look at three or four recipes and kind put the best, I like this over here and this over here, and we kind of put them together.
And it's more about technique.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know, maybe it was the milk we were using. Maybe it was goat milk. You know, we use goat milk on everything.
Well, yeah, y'all had goats.
Today it still makes me cringe. It's one of those things that can run me out of the kitchen. The goat milk.
Well, now I've done some research on this because I was puzzled, because I've bought goat milk for our kids, and I've had it, and it smelled fine and tastes fine, and you just had this huge aversion to it. But something about when you have goats, and the male goat being around, and it can change something about the flavor,
right,
depending on kind of what's going on with the goats.
Yeah.
So that may have been the thing.
But the one we did had like heavy cream and butter. I mean, how can you go wrong, you know?
Yeah, the one that we did.
And the one we did that one time, yeah, it was like really thin sliced sweet potato. I mean, it's super thin, and you soaked them in the cream. And I mean, yeah, it was
pretty good.
But yeah, some of the things. So we do Brussels sprouts a lot. You know, we like Brussels sprouts here.
Yeah, and you said, or your mom said, y'all did them a lot. And see, yeah, I don't remember my mom doing Brussels sprouts hardly at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't that she wouldn't have eaten them. She liked cabbage, right, and things like that. But
we used to do, you and I, when we were newly married, we used to do the canned green bean and the baked chicken rice a lot. Yeah.
Oh, browned rice. Okay, it's this thing. I don't know. This is, to me,
this
kind
might
of
be
a 70s
thing. Yeah, this
is
70s.
But my mom would do, you put it in some kind of like a ceramic, you know, casserole. Not really casserole dish. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a higher dish than that. Maybe needed to be about 5 or 6 inches tall.
Right.
And you start off with like a cup of rice. And then she would use like kind of a canned type beef consomme.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then like a stick of butter.
Yeah, literally. Two cups of rice, a thing of that consomme, I think a can of water.
And then you could throw in, you know,
mushroom,
like a can of, like a small can of mushrooms.
And a stick of butter.
Yep.
And then you
and
put
it
in the oven.
Yep. So
easy. And you stir it up a couple times.
But that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that is pretty. Mm. Our kids like that. It's something we've made for our kids that they've enjoyed.
Yeah, and we use, you know, some kind of other broth.
Right. We'll just use a beef stock.
Yeah, we just get a good quality beef stock.
Yeah. So what are some of the things, as we wrap up, that you think our kids are going to remember?
From my cooking?
From your cooking.
Yeah, well, I do a lasagna that they really like.
Yeah, buddy.
I would say one of the distinctive things about it is the noodles.
Mm.
I don't make the noodles from scratch,
right,
but we have found a noodle on the market. You know, a lot of lasagna noodles have that kind of
frilly edge.
Yeah, and they tend to be kind of thick, mm-hmm, and can be a little chewy, in my opinion. But these are perfectly thin. They don't have that
right. They're no boil,
and so you're just, you know, utilizing the liquid from the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just easy to eat.
And we don't use ricotta. You don't use ricotta.
No, I don't use cottage cheese or ricotta.
Yeah, you use
instead I do a cream sauce.
Yeah, and that
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Chicken pie.
Yeah, I do a chicken pie from scratch. I do.
We'll do that. Yeah. We'll talk about chicken pies in an upcoming.
Okay. But yeah.
And your biscuits, I think. if I had to think of a few.
Yeah, and lately I've been cooking a lot of biscuits.
A lot of biscuits.
During all this shelter at home.
Yeah. So that's this week. We're celebrating moms and reminiscing about the food that they cooked, the home-cooked meals that we remember growing up with our mom. And the ones that hopefully our kids are going to remember.
Yeah. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms or mother figures out there.
Right.
And we hope you had a great weekend.
Yep. So thanks for listening. Subscribe. Leave a comment. Comments are great. Check out the website, sweetteantacos.com. Check out the Facebook page. Send us an email. Let us know some things you want to talk about or comments you have. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.